Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Our Lord's parable of the vine and the branches begins as follows. I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. John 15:1-2. Even without reading the rest of this parable, one cannot avoid seeing that God expects His children to be fruitful in His service. That means, dear friends, we are to bear the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Galatians 5:22-23. If Christians do not bear fruit, they are cut off, cast into the fire, and burned. John 15:6. The Apostle Peter tells us how we can avoid being barren and unfruitful. He lists the Christian graces: virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love, and then says, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:8. These virtues or qualities must be cultivated if we are going to be faithful to God and produce fruit to His glory. That requires daily devotion to studying God's Word and constantly making application to our lives. Did you notice in my reading from 2 Peter 1:8 that the apostle begins the verse by saying, if these things be in you and abound? What if they are not in us and do not abound? Would that really make any difference? Dr. A.T. Robertson, the world-famous Greek scholar, calls the verbs in this sentence present active circumstantial or conditional participles. That means very simply that these attributes must be in us and abound, or we are not going to receive the blessings God wants us to have. Does any of this sound like grace only to you? If we have to incorporate these Christian graces into our lives, then we are not saved by grace alone. Does that mean that when we have grown in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have earned salvation? There is nothing you or I could do which would obligate God to save us. But He does outline the kind of lives He expects of His children. If we strive to live according to God's plan, which means devoting ourselves to serving God by serving our fellow men, by seeking to understand and to do His will in every phase of our lives, we are not going to be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word barren in our text means idle. All of us know men and women who claim to be Christians, but who are not making any effort to follow the teaching of Scripture. In fact, in many cases, those people forsake the assembling of themselves together. They engage in activities which bring shame and reproach on the name of Christ. They are concerned about their own lives, but not about the lives of others. These people are idle and cannot have the approval of God. The word unfruitful means that some Christians are not producing any fruit. In our Lord's parable of the sower, Jesus spoke of the seed that fell among the thorns. The thorns sprang up and choked out the good seed. He then explained, he also who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Matthew 13:8-22. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.